All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, we've all heard the news as far as what happened this past Tuesday when Minnesota Vikings starting quarterback Teddy Bridgewater suffered a torn ACL and a dislocated kneecap, and this really took the wind out of the sails for the Minnesota Vikings, because there were some people that felt that they had a team capable of making the Super Bowl this coming February. Now, how do the Vikings replace Bridgewater? Plain and simple, they don't, because once you look at their stats from last year, only one other quarterback attempted passes for Minnesota in 2015, and that was veteran QB Sean Hill, who was 2 of 7. Now, you look at Minnesota's current roster as far as their starting quarterbacks. You have Sean Hill, Brad Sorensen, who was signed yesterday, and, of course, the rookie out of Wisconsin in Joel Stavi. Now, Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer is going to try to hold the fort down and motivate his team to go out there and play. And general manager Rick Spielman is going to try to put the pieces in play as Minnesota looks to pick up from this devastating news. Now, the Vikings still have Adrian Peterson at running back, and make no mistake about it, we've seen it before where Adrian Peterson has the ability at running back to get off against defenses in spite of the fact that they may stack the box with 8 or 9 defenders. Now, Peterson is a little bit older as far as being a running back right now, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens for the Vikings. Now, this is bad luck, and it's been bad luck to me for the Minnesota Vikings ever since they last made the Super Bowl. And you have to go back to January 1977. This is a team they came close in the following year, and they made the NFC Championship game before losing to the Dallas Cowboys. They had a tough loss to the Washington Redskins in January of 1988 in the NFC Championship game. Of course, Washington would go on to win the Super Bowl that year. The Vikings felt like they had it all going for themselves. During the 1998 NFL season, they went 15-1, and then they had the NFC Championship game at home and lost to the Atlanta Falcons. 2 years after that, the Vikings would once again make the NFC Championship game, but they were blown out at the hands of the New York Giants by the score of 41-0, and it's been a long trip back. I mean, you go back to the Brett Favre years, and the Vikings were once again close in 2009, but they were unable to get over that hump as they lost in the NFC Championship game to the New Orleans Saints, and a lot of people felt like this was going to be the year for the Vikings, and it's simply going to be an uphill battle for them, especially in the NFC North, going up against the likes of the Green Bay Packers and Chicago Bears. Now, you look at some of the names that could be out there that Minnesota will put a feeler for. You look at New York Jets quarterback Geno Smith. Of course, he was the Jets' second-round pick a few years ago, and he fell out of favor with the organization. The Jets currently have 4 quarterbacks on their roster, and it does make Geno Smith a little bit expendable. The problem is the Jets might have a high asking price on Geno Smith, and the issue is this. Geno Smith only has 1 more year on his contract, so I really don't see the Vikings taking a run at him, especially if they expect Bridgewater back for the 2017 season, as they would have to give up at least a 4th-round draft pick to acquire Smith. You look at a guy like San Francisco 49ers Colin Kaepernick, and he's a guy that, of course, he's fallen out of favor with plenty of people in this country recently for refusing to stand during the national anthem. And if the 49ers do decide to part ways with him, would the Vikings take a chance? It's a different system for him in Minnesota as what he's accustomed to with San Francisco. But at the same time, you have a veteran offensive coordinator in North Turner in Minnesota, and he knows how to get the best and most out of his quarterbacks. Mark Sanchez joined the Denver Broncos this year after he was acquired from the Philadelphia Eagles, and he was beaten out by Trevor Siemian to be the Broncos starting quarterback. And all signs point to Denver either trading him or releasing him. And at this point, the Vikings simply need a veteran under center that knows how to get it. He knows how to get it done. And it's a situation, if you're Mark Sanchez, hand the football off to Adrian Peterson and simply get out of his way. And finally, Michael Vick, who's a free agent out there. You look at a guy at Michael Vick, he's 36 years old. He still has the legs. He was the backup quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers last year. This guy is a 4-time Pro Bowler. And albeit he is 36 years of age, but he could still provide some excitement and bring a spark to this Minnesota Vikings team. The Vikings have a defense that has the potential to be a top five unit this year in the NFL, led by safety Harrison Smith. And of course, you look at that stout defensive line that includes the likes of Sharif Floyd and Linval Joseph. But it is going to be a very uphill battle. And I tell you right now, Mike Zimmer is a darn good head coach. And if he can somehow find a way to get 8-8 or 9-7 out of this club right now, he would still garner some interest for Coach of the Year. But Minnesota is fighting a huge uphill battle. And those Super Bowl dreams appear to have evaporated already before the season has started. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And I hope that you had the opportunity to check out the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. And of course, the Cyclones will be right back at it next summer down in Coney Island. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Monday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.